When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinion, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to it, welcome to the So Yeah podcast. All right, let's just hop skis, jump skis right into this shit. I am a woman who loves watching sports. I really feel like, in general, I'm every woman. I'm interested in so many different things, and sports is one of those things that I am interested in. My sport of choice is football, and I know with women that gets a bad rep, and I'm not here to like shame a woman for hating sports at all. That is not what my intention is to do. I feel like the perfect way to segue, come on bars, the perfect way to segue into watching sports is to be interested in the men that are playing sports. Yes, do I believe in watching women's sports? Yes. But as a way for me to watch men play sports, I need to, one, look at their butts. Them juicy cinnamon buns. Oh my God. And I would say the best butts in the sports game are the baseball booties, okay? I don't necessarily love watching baseball. I'm not gonna watch it on TV. But what I will watch are those asses. I love them asses, okay? Juicy booty, boom, one that I could just like bounce my head right off of, because I really believe that like male butts are incredibly underappreciated. They have just as many like flat asses as like women do, and they don't get the credibility that they deserve when they have juicy booties. And I'm here to bring justice to the buttses, okay? And that is what I am bringing to the table. So that's how, one, I got introduced into sports in general. And then when you be looking at the lineup and you're like, oh, who's that? Who's that in the back? I literally will go and Google and be like, name, girlfriend, wife. And if it's baseball, they're usually married. A bummer, okay? A bummer for the summer. And I'm not really usually like, I don't really love watching basketball, but over the past, like this past season, my roommate Kylie is like really into basketball. And I just started watching it more, which I'm like, cute, it's cute. But still, football is like my lane. I like watching hockey and I love watching them beat the shit out of each other. I'm like, yeah, go be a man, go hit something. So I think that the girlies need to watch sports more, and if you need a girlie to watch sports with, I'm your girl, right for you. I don't know what the fuck that song is, but I made it up for the butts. I really think I'm in the booth with this microphone, so throughout this podcast, if I start like singing too much, it's because I really think I'm in the booth. I guess because we're already like low-key talking about men because of sports, I would like to bring up a huge problem that I have. And this is me and my personal experience and people and of things. I personally believe the most terrifying group of individuals, is a group of teenage boys. Babe, when I see a group of teenage boys in the wild, like my teenage self clams up and I am so terrified to walk past a group of teenage boys. I am 30 years old. I should not be scared to walk past a group of boys. And yet I am terrified. Doesn't matter what ethnicity they are. Usually it's the scariest are the white boys. Sorry. The scariest are the white boys. A group of white teenage boys sends shivers down me spine. Shiver me timbers for fucking real skis. I am so scared of them. And It doesn't, I'm not scared of any group of people other than teenage boys. I mean, sometimes teenage girls are a little frightening just because they're so catty, but like, I see them for who they are. I know a catty bitch, and you know I could double down on a catty bitch, okay? So they don't scare me as much as catty boys, okay? Because my childhood bullies were like the popular boys. And like, so when I see a group of teenage boys, I'm like, I lock up and I turn into motherfucking stone, bitch. Like, ooh, I'm a Greek statue, cannot be bothered. Or I just like literally skitter. I skedaddle right past those boys, and then I hold my breath the whole fucking time because I'm terrified. Terrified of these men.
So yeah.
So yeah. I am so excited to announce. I'm so excited to announce that we have our first ad placement for the So Yeah podcast, and it is none other than the one-on-one dance consult. A game-changing mentorship for dancers, choreographers, and creatives ready to level up. Whether you're building your portfolio or shifting careers, or just want real talk from somebody who actually gets the industry, one-on-one dance consult gives you personalized support, real tools, and a strategy made just for you. And the extras, because you know we love getting and being extra, you get full session recaps, so there's no worry about taking notes, so you can be fully present in this session. Just show up, get clarity, and it's all handled. Plus, there is a free AI chatbot, so it's kind of like having an industry insider in your pocket 24/7. And loyalty rewards when you continue to level up. It's all created by Kevin Fry, who's worked with everyone from Gaga to Ariana to Taylor Swift. So he gets the industry, and he's gonna get you together. Your first session is 50% off. Did you hear that right? 50% off, half off for my So Yeah Divas. 50% off. So if you're ready to stop guessing and start growing, follow dance.consult on Instagram and book through the link in the bio.
So yeah.
All right, this part of the So Yeah podcast is called Currently, and it's everything that I, Caroline M. Diamond, is currently reading, watching, and listening to. Okay. Okay. So I know in the last episode, I said that I was in a reading slump, and I like was starting to read something, but it's taken me a long time to get into it, and I think I'm finally into the book. It's a long book, babe. It's long. It's long. 550 pages long. But it came in high regards, and it's called Demon Copperhead. And it's like a multi-layered type of book situation where the lead is, he goes by Demon, but his name is Damon, and he's like a kid that's growing up in like Virginia, I think, West Virginia, somewhere not in the best part of town. He's like kind of like trailer trash in that kind of, you know, sense, like a lot of like addiction, and then he goes through like the foster care system, and it's a lot of like that type of thing. It's a really heavy and deep type of book. So I really know that after this book, like, I either need to read a thriller or a love book because I will lose my mind. But I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it. So I'm about like 200 pages into it. And again, it's like, it's taken me a while to like really get into the flur of it. So it's really good. It's really heavy. It's really hearty. It's really sad. It's like, do I like it? Yes. Do I love it? No. But I guess like not all books are like, you know, need to be like lovey-dovey and like amazing and all that kind of stuff. But that's what I do personally like to read. So we'll see how it goes and see how it ends. So Demon Copperhead, that is what I'm currently reading. Should I do a like a mini theme song for Currently? Because I think that this is such a side topic, but whatevs. Everybody who talks to me about the podcast says they love the theme song so much. I love it too, so I'm glad that you also love it. So do we want a little like snippet for like Currently? I need to go into the lab for that. Excuse me. I need to go into the stew. I need to cook up something in the stew. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I am manifesting, and I'm really good at manifesting. We know that from having our first ad placement. Okay, had to get a little dance out because we love a paid sponsorship, okay? And I can always do more sponsorships, okay? I can be bought. But I'm really good at manifesting, and what I've been manifesting is that I'm going to dance in a movie musical with residuals, because I don't know if you know this, most people don't because they're not in the industry, but if you do a movie in the United States as a dancer, you will get residuals. If you film that movie anywhere else, Wicked, those dancers do not get residuals. That $1 billion movie, one movie, billion, one movie, no residuals. So, I've been manifesting doing a movie musical, and in light of that, I've been watching a lot of movie musicals to, like, gear myself up for it. And if you've listened to the podcast, which you should, what the hell-y, if you've been listening to the podcast, I literally, my first episode, I talked about Gene Kelly and Singing in the Rain, and I'm still thinking about Gene Kelly and Singing in the Rain. So I'm kind of like on my Gene Kelly tip right now, because I don't know, he is really just doing, so I don't have a crush right now. So I'm like, I don't know if this like falls in the parameters, but like Gene Kelly's my crush right now. Work, old Hollywood man. So he's my crush right now. And I've been dying to watch An American in Paris. And it's like been on nothing. And another side note, I am a stan, and yes, S-T-A-N, stan, for Tubi, okay? And I don't hear anybody talk about Tubi. No, Tubi is so good. First of all, it's free. How often do we get a free streaming service these days? Like, never. And they have a lot of good old musicals on there, and like a lot of like different types of movies where you're like, oh, those two people made a movie together. Never heard of it. Never saw of it. Straight to DVD movies. Those are there. Okay. So you can find the In the Cut Divas. All right. So I opened Tubelicious the other day, and it was like on the homepage. So I was like, oh my God, I have to watch An American in Paris. So American in Paris came out the year before Singing in the Rain did. So Gene Kelly didn't direct An American in Paris like he did for Singing in the Rain. I think it's Vincent Minnelli, aka Liza Minnelli's father, aka Judy Garland's husband, one of them. And it's so beautiful. Like, it was nominated for, like, I think six Academy, it won six Academy Awards, and it should, because it's so beautiful. Like, again, there's a dream sequence at the end. It's like 17 minutes. Again, gonna live rent-free in mi cabeza for so long. And then there's like this vignette thing in the beginning, which it's so beautiful. Oh, it's so gorgeous. Is it as good as Singing in the Rain? No, but that's okay, because An American in Paris walked, so Singing in the Rain could run. Okay, this is my campaign, like 75 years later, that Singing in the Rain does not get the love it deserves. And I'm here to bring it back. Bring what back? Singing in the Rain back. Do we need to reboot? No. But we need to put respect on Singing in the Rain's name. Okay, let me shut the fuck up about this now. But yeah, I saw An American in Paris. It was really good. And what I always, every time I watch an old movie, I'm like, uh-oh, let's see how many racist moments there is about to be. Girl, none. Okay, I mean, only white people, but no menstrual dancing, which is good. We love to see that. So if that's another reason for you to watch An American in Paris, go do it, sis. And for what I'm currently listening to, they are my favorite band. Okay, I have two favorite bands, okay? This favorite band, Haim. I love Haim. I've been a diehard Haim fan since 2012, when their EP came out, that my roommate Madison at the time, hey Madison, we're still friends, what's up diva, I believe that she introduced me to Haim, and they had an EP at the time, and that freshman year of college, at the end of it, we went to this music festival called Governor's Ball, and we saw Haim Sunday, which anybody knows at a music festival on Sunday, everybody's like really ranky and cranky and like not ready to like really hit it. And they were like at like 3 p.m. So we went at 3 p.m. We were front row. There was nobody there. And I've been a stan basically since that time. And I love their first album. I love their second album. Their third album is not my favorite, but it's still good. And they just came out with their fourth album, I Quit. And I love them. This album is so good. It's a perfect summer album. I know everybody's like, what's the song of the summer? What's the album of the summer? I really like, I'm still listening to Addison. What's up? Okay. But Haim is so good. I just love these girls. And it's crazy because they're like popular, but like not super popular. And I've been seeing a lot of like tomfoolery and shame about Haim on the internet recently because, you know, they performed at like BBC's like radio festival or whatever, and like they didn't like necessarily like sound so good. And you know what, not everybody sounds amazing all the time, okay? Whatever, okay? What the fuck ever, girl. But I don't care. I don't care. And they like talk shit about Esty. She's the bassist sister, who like makes all the weird faces. If you know anything about music, you know bassists make the craziest faces. Okay. So leave her alone. Leave my sisters alone. It's crazy because like my two favorite bands, Haim and then also the Jonas Brothers, are like siblings. So it's like a trio of siblings. So I don't know if I like have like a kink for siblings, not like kink. That's a little weird. But like I have like a thing for like trio sibling groups, Haim and Jonas Brothers. I will need to do a whole episode on the Jonas Brothers. So shut your fucking mouth on the Jonas Brothers. If you have any bullshit to say, shut, cierra la boca. Well, that's all for this episode of the So Yeah podcast. If you made it this far, thank you so much. Want to give a quick shout out to our first ad for the So Yeah podcast, one-on-one dance consult. And Kevin's one of those people that just gets it. You know, he's one of the girls. He's one of the dolls. He's been through it. We've been through it together. We've worked together. And now he's helping other creatives figure it out and find it and find their creativity. He's so creative. He's so amazing at what he does. If you're stuck, if you're burnt out, and you just need someone to hype you up and give you kind of like to take you around the road and to bring you around the river bend, one-on-one dance consult is that girl for you, okay? So I'm telling you, follow dance.consult, get your 50% off, okay? And thank me later. And we're always in the market for some new ad placements. So if you also would like to sponsor the So Yeah podcast, hit me up. The line is what? Open. And I'll see you next time. So Yeah!